Laudato Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Sunday, December the 8th, Pope Francis celebrates the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, challenging believers to look beyond material wealth and embrace a life of love, solidarity and meaningful connection. He echoes that concept during his Angelus address, asking Catholics to think about where they place their hopes. But first, the Pope makes an impassioned appeal to governments and to the international community to reach ceasefire agreements on all war fronts across the globe before Christmas. In the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni. Pope Francis on Sunday launched a plea directly to leaders of states and to the international community that ceasefires may be agreed upon in all countries torn by war before Christmas celebrations. I appeal to governments and to the international community that a ceasefire may be reached on all fronts of war by the Christmas celebrations. His words came following his request to all men and women of goodwill to join in prayer for peace in all war-torn countries across the globe.
E continuiamo a pregare per la pace.
Let us continue, he said, to pray for peace in tormented Ukraine,
nella martoriata Ucraina,
in the Middle East, Palestine, Israel, Lebanon,
in Medio Oriente, Palestina, Israele, Libano, adesso la Siria.
And now Syria, he commented, in Myanmar, in Sudan,
in Myanmar,
and wherever people suffer from war and violence.
E dovunque ci soffre la guerra per le violenze.
His reiterated appeal comes as violence continues to rage in Gaza, where over 40,300 people have been killed since the Hamas attack on Israel on the 7th of October 2023, and in neighbouring Lebanon, where Israeli attacks have also escalated in the past months. It came as Ukraine recently marked the tragic milestone of 1,000 days from a full-blown Russian invasion of the country. And in Myanmar, where civil war has been ongoing since a military coup overthrew the government in 2021. And Sudan, where fighting between the army and paramilitary rebels has killed over 60,000 people and displaced millions since April 2023. As mentioned, the Pope also referred to the volatile situation in Syria, where a 14-year conflict appears to have come to a head in the past hours with rebels claiming to have captured the capital, Damascus. Nathan Morley tells us more.
The rebels launched their lightning offensive only last week, taking the cities of Aleppo, Hama and Homs in quick succession before marching on the capital, Damascus. Early on Sunday, opposition forces overtook the state television and radio network to announce the fall of Damascus and the end of the President Bashar al-Assad government. In an address to the nation, Syria's Prime Minister, Mohammed Ghazi Ja'ali, said he would remain in his post and was ready to support the continuity of governance in the country.
We stretch our hand out to the rebels, who have also stretched out their hands and assured us that no harm would come to anyone who belongs to Syria. We believe in a Syria that belongs to all Syrians.
Abu Muhammad al-Julani, the leader of the Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, or HTS, rebel group, has banned his forces from approaching public buildings and institutions, stating that they will remain under the care of the country's prime minister until they are officially handed over. The fall of Damascus marks the end of nearly 50 years of rule by the Assad family and the Syrian Ba'ath Party. Bashar al-Assad was first seen as a reformer when he succeeded his father, but that image was soon destroyed after his crackdown on protesters during the Arab Spring. During that period, he became associated with atrocities, including the use of chemical weapons on rebel strongholds. Civilians caught in the middle of this brief uprising had borne the brunt of the conflict, with the UN saying over 300,000 people have been displaced since the fighting escalated just over a week ago. Samu Abu Jaba is the head of the Emergency Coordination Office at the World Food Programme.
So in the first few hours after the 27th of November, we saw that the number went up from 48,000 to almost 280,000 people who got displaced so far. And if the situation continues evolving in that pace, we're expecting collectively around 1.5 million people that will be displaced and will be requiring our support.
The United Nations said that hundreds of civilians are thought to have been killed or injured in the past few weeks, and at least 370,000 people had been displaced. Syria's brutal civil war began back in 2011 after Assad's crackdown on democracy protests. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
Raising his prayer for peace, fraternity and harmony in Nicaragua on the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, Pope Francis asked believers to join him in asking the mother and patron saint of the country to open hearts and allow dialogue in the pursuit of peace, fraternity and harmony. Speaking during the Sunday Angelus, the Pope expressed particular closeness to the Church and to the people of Nicaragua, whom he said celebrate La Purissima, a novena or nine-day prayer in honour of the Immaculate Conception of the Virgin Mary, the country's patron saint.
Che la Madre Celeste sia per loro di consolazione nelle difficoltà, nelle incertezze.
May the Heavenly Mother be their consolation in difficulties and uncertainties and open the hearts of all so that a path of respectful and constructive dialogue is always sought to promote peace, fraternity and harmony in the country. The Pope's concern for the Church and the people of Nicaragua come in the wake of a series of limitations imposed by the Ortega government on faith-based organizations and the expulsion and detention of priests and bishops. And in yet another appeal on Sunday, Pope Francis asked for prayers for inmates awaiting execution on federal death row in the United States, and he appealed that their sentences be commuted or changed. His prayer, also during the Angelus address, comes as U.S. President Joe Biden has the authority to commute the sentences of people on federal death row before he leaves office in January 2025.
Oggi mi viene al cuore chiedere a tutti voi di pregare.
Today, the Pope said, I feel compelled to ask all of you to pray for the inmates on death row in the United States.
Per i detenuti che negli Stati Uniti sono al corridoio della morte.
Let us think of these brothers and sisters of ours and ask the Lord for the grace to save them from death.
Pensiamo a questi fratelli e sorelle nostre e chiediamo al Signore la grazia di salvarli dalla morte.
Anti-death penalty activists and associations have been imploring President Biden to use his clemency powers before he leaves office to spare the lives of some 40 federal death row inmates who are at peril of imminent execution when the next president takes office. And before appearing at the window of the Apostolic Palace overlooking St. Peter's Square for the Angelus, Pope Francis celebrated the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, concelebrating Mass in St. Peter's Basilica, together with the 21 new cardinals who received the red hat during a consistory on Saturday evening. What is the use, he asked in his homily, of having a full bank account, a comfortable home, unreal virtual relationships, if our hearts remain cold, empty and closed? What is the use, he continued, of achieving great financial growth in privileged countries if half the world is starving or ravaged by war, and the others look on with indifference? And the Pope appealed to believers to live in a way that transforms the world for the better, looking to the Virgin Mary as a model that can help families grow in unity, can show communities how to rediscover solidarity so the human family can begin to heal from its divisions. And finally, in his reflections, before leading the recitation of the Angelus prayer, the Pope echoed that theme and asked everyone to think about where they place their hopes, in money, powerful friends, or rather in God's infinite mercy. Thaddeus Jones reports.
Speaking to the crowds gathered in St. Peter's Square for the Sunday Angelus, Pope Francis reflected on today's Gospel, which recounts one of the most important and beautiful moments in the history of humanity, he said, and that's the Annunciation. The Blessed Virgin Mary gives her yes to the Archangel Gabriel, permitting the incarnation of the Son of God, Jesus. And the Pope describes this scene as one of great wonder and emotion, because God, the Most High, the Omnipotent, by means of the angel, dialogues with a young girl from Nazareth, asking for her collaboration for his plan of salvation. Recalling Michelangelo's famous masterpiece in the Sistine Chapel of the scene of the creation of Adam, where the finger of the Heavenly Father touches the finger of man, the Pope explained how here also human and the divine encounter each other when the Virgin Mary pronounces her yes. And Mary is full of grace, as the Archangel Gabriel greets her, the Pope recalled, as she's the Immaculate, entirely at the service of the Word of God, always with the Lord, to whom she entrusts herself completely.
Fratelli e sorelle, contemplando questo mistero, possiamo chiederci.
The Pope then suggested we ask ourselves where we place our hopes, in money, powerful friends, or rather in God's infinite mercy, in our world ravaged by wars and emphasizing efforts to possess and dominate, where is the treasure of my heart? The Pope asked. Should we not embrace the fact that God loves me freely, that his love always goes before me and is ready to forgive me when I return repentant to him? The Pope said. And as we approach the Jubilee 2025 and the opening of the Holy Door in the coming weeks, the Pope prayed that may we also open our hearts and minds to the Lord Jesus. And he encouraged everyone to go to confession during these days, as the sacrament can really help us open our hearts to the Lord, who always, always forgives us. I'm Dennis Jones.
And finally, as Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris reopened its doors on Saturday evening for worship, 5 years after a fire left it in ruins, Pope Francis's message was read out by the Apostolic Nuncio to Paris, a message of solidarity, gratitude and hope to mark the occasion, describing the moment as one of transition from sadness and mourning to joy, celebration and praise. Pope Francis said he joined the faithful in spirit and prayer as Notre Dame Cathedral was reborn from the embers. Recalling the tragic fire that gutted the cathedral in April 2019, Pope Francis highlighted the collective sorrow felt as the world witnessed the destruction of a masterpiece of Christian faith and architecture and testimony of French history. He also paid homage to the brave firefighters whom he said risked their lives to preserve the structure, and he upheld the unwavering commitment of public authorities and the extraordinary international generosity that fueled the cathedral's restoration. This generosity, the Pope said, is not only a testament to humanity's attachment to art and history, but also to the enduring, symbolic and sacred value of such an edifice, still widely recognised by people of all ages. And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, you can visit our website at vaticannews.va. You can also catch the latest updates on our Facebook, X and Instagram pages. My thanks go to Daniele Giorgi in studio in the Vatican. I'm Linda Baldoni. Bye-bye.